Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1669, air date March 17th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we will explore how licorice may help reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. We'll focus on its key bioactive compounds and understand how these components work together to support, protect, and maintain overall brain health. This is going to be an engaging discussion where we take a closer look at the molecular profile of licorice and explore the biological pathways that play a crucial role in attenuating the development of Alzheimer's disease. All right, let's get started and understand what this is all about. Licorice, often referred to as the cognition cure, is a small perennial herb native to Eurasia and Northern Africa. It is one of the most well-researched medicinal plants, widely used in both food and traditional herbal medicine. The rhizomes and roots are considered the most important medicinal parts of licorice, and they have been used for managing digestive disorders, respiratory conditions, epilepsy, and several other health issues. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework allows us to understand how all the interconnected parts work together, helping us see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're joined by people on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything. be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring licorice, a medicinally important herb, and understanding its vital role in supporting brain health and helping alleviate Alzheimer's disease through its powerful neuroprotective properties. So I hope you enjoy this session. I'd like to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing it. We do this as a noble service to help people truly understand nature as a system and the powerful concept of food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it licorice or be it black pepper or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that, environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning systems science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for Truth Freedom Health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal altogether. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about licorice, or when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that, but make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So, the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on licorice, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to licorice on Alzheimer's disease. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on licorice and its effect on Alzheimer's disease.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on licorice and what we know about Alzheimer's disease, why Alzheimer's disease happens, based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on licorice, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Alzheimer's disease is an incredibly complex systems-level problem, which is why it has been so difficult to fully understand and address until now. We'll also explain how licorice specifically benefits Alzheimer's disease, discuss appropriate usage levels, and address the practical question of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about delivering the right medicine to the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new forward-looking approach. As we've seen, licorice, often referred to as the cognition cure, is a small perennial herb native to Eurasia and Northern Africa. It stands out as one of the most well-researched medicinal plants, widely incorporated into both food and traditional herbal medicine. The rhizomes and roots are the most valuable medicinal parts of licorice, and they have long been used to help manage digestive disorders, respiratory conditions, epilepsy, and a range of other health concerns. When we look at its indigenous and traditional uses, we see that ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans recognized the efficacy of licorice in treating cough, cold, and chills. During the time of Hippocrates, licorice was prescribed for dropsy, largely because of its thirst-quenching properties. Later in the 1st century AD, the Greek physician Dioscorides used licorice to treat stomach and intestinal ulcers, further highlighting its long-standing therapeutic value. And in traditional Chinese practice, licorice was valued for promoting strength and endurance, and it was often prepared as a tea for regular use. It also became a common remedy in Chinese medicine for treating acne, pimples, and certain neurological conditions. In addition, licorice extract has been used for managing skin disorders such as eczema and allergic dermatitis, further demonstrating its broad therapeutic applications across different systems of the body. Now, let's turn our attention to Alzheimer's disease. It is a progressive brain disorder and the leading cause of dementia worldwide. The condition often begins with mild memory lapses, such as forgetting recent events or conversations, and gradually worsens over time. While aging is the primary risk factor, genetics, vascular health, and lifestyle choices also play important roles in its development. Unfortunately, current treatments can only offer temporary symptom relief, and there is still no known cure. As the disease progresses, it eventually reaches a stage where it can become life-threatening. When it comes to treating Alzheimer's, the focus remains largely on managing symptoms rather than providing a cure. Medications such as donepezil, rivastigmine, and galantamine are commonly prescribed to help ease cognitive and behavioral symptoms, particularly in the early to middle stages of the disease. While these drugs can provide some relief, they do not stop the progression of Alzheimer's. A recent advancement, however, brings hope. Lecanemab, an FDA-approved immunotherapy that specifically targets amyloid beta. This drug has shown promising results in slowing cognitive decline in patients with early-stage Alzheimer's, representing an encouraging step forward in the fight against this condition. Alzheimer's disease represents one of the most serious challenges to brain health today. At present, more than 55 million people worldwide are living with dementia, and this number is rising rapidly as the global population continues to age. Now, let's take a closer look at how licorice, with its unique combination of bioactive compounds, plays an important role in alleviating Alzheimer's disease and supporting overall brain health. And the way we're approaching this is through a powerful technology known as Cytosolve, a platform I've spent several decades developing. With advances in modern science, Cytosolve enables a systems-based approach to understanding complex biological interactions. So we asked ourselves, why not apply this same systems-based approach to Alzheimer's disease as well? To help you understand this more clearly, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we actually do it. The first step in our process is to map the molecular pathways involved. We do this by carefully reviewing and analyzing the published scientific literature, integrating insights from multiple sources to build a clear and accurate understanding of how these pathways function. Once the analysis is complete, the next step is to share our findings with the broader scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So at this point, you can see that our work spans multiple areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively developing several formulations, each progressing through different stages, from phase one all the way to phase six. At phase six, we've already created two highly powerful products and made around four key discoveries that have been granted patents. We currently have seven areas in phase four undergoing active screening, nine areas focused on modeling, five areas dedicated to publications, and another nine where we're building systems architectures. Importantly, all of you can be part of this journey. We're planning to open up opportunities for participation, including contributions, collaborations, and potentially even spinning out new companies as part of this innovation process. At present, we're in the second phase of publication for Alzheimer's disease under our Brain Health Initiative, and today we'll be sharing some of the key insights and findings that have emerged from this work. One of the products where we've already gone through the entire workflow is MV25. For this product, we first developed a comprehensive systems architecture that captured all the key biological interactions. Once that framework was complete, the findings were formally published. After publication, we proceeded with detailed in silico modeling to simulate and analyze the system behavior. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries by first modeling all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly half a billion people, using Cytosolve without any external funding. After completing the detailed modeling, we published our findings and analyzed a wide range of natural foods to identify effective combinations of ingredients. Through this process, we successfully brought these ingredients together and were fortunate to make a significant discovery with the potential to impact treatment strategies. We discovered a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. Within this combination, we identified two highly effective ingredients in precise natural dosages that influence all the key molecular pathways in the system architecture, helping to reduce pain. To validate these findings, we not only published the results, but also secured a United States patent. This milestone marked the first time we both supported other companies and manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. And now, I'll play a short video to show you the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. What's exciting is that we already have a tangible solution that has gone through all these steps, and this approach can be applied to virtually any disease. One such solution is MV25, and we're now using the same methodology for Alzheimer's disease. While we're not finished yet, we're actively working through every step of the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many believe that ideas alone are enough, but here, we've taken it end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference. It offers a completely new approach to development, independent of big pharmaceutical companies. So visit mv25.life, what we call the momentum to move. Ordering this product can help support your own health while also contributing to everything we're working on. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing in all our product development. Using the same Cytosolve approach, we created a product called K9701, which combines 15 to 20 natural ingredients to deliver a comprehensive whole health pet supplement. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, available in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully crafted to target specific areas of health, including joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility tea, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and immunity. Finally, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're focusing on Alzheimer's disease, I'd like to introduce Vata Tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend designed to support brain health, promoting cognitive function and overall neural wellness, and specifically aiding in managing aspects of Alzheimer's disease. Our latest launch emphasizes products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of research, this formula is designed to strengthen and maintain the body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we have it. Our Cytosol Brain Health Initiative is now in the publication phase, offering plenty of opportunities for all of you to get involved. We're open sourcing the way we share knowledge and information so everyone can actively participate in this journey. Let me return to this. In the first phase, we focus on mapping the system architecture of Alzheimer's disease. At the heart of this process, we observe a cyclic relationship between neuroinflammation and amyloid beta toxicity, where each one amplifies the other. This bidirectional dynamic is key to understanding how Alzheimer's disease persists and gradually worsens over time. By studying the system in a scientific and systematic way, we can lay the foundation for targeted therapies that address the root mechanisms of the disease. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh, and carefully examining all the research to truly understand what's happening. Unlike the traditional pharmaceutical approach, which often targets a single pathway, our method is holistic and systems-based, designed to address Alzheimer's disease from multiple angles. In this picture, you can see how amyloid beta toxicity and neuroinflammation create a vicious cycle. Amyloid beta plaques activate microglia, triggering NF-kappa-B signaling and the release of inflammatory cytokines. This inflammation damages neurons, activates more glial cells, and increases amyloid beta production, further fueling plaque formation and ongoing brain degeneration. It's this self-reinforcing loop that drives the progression of Alzheimer's disease. What we've discovered so far, and continue to explore, is that by examining these systems at a fundamental level, we begin to uncover the deeper mechanisms of how Alzheimer's really works. When we examine the system's architecture of brain health in relation to Alzheimer's disease, several key factors emerge that contribute to its development over time. In phase one, we map out this architecture by identifying the major elements that can compromise brain health. These include genetic predisposition, sedentary lifestyle, poor diet, depression, sleep disorders, certain medications like anticholinergics, electrolyte imbalances, excessive alcohol use, and head injuries. By understanding these factors, we gain a comprehensive view of the root causes that need to be addressed to support cognitive function and reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Once this phase is complete, we'll move forward with publishing our findings. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to integrate everything and reveal the complete picture. We've identified 23 natural compounds with the potential to support Alzheimer's disease and overall brain health. These include ashwagandha, ginseng, cat's claw, centella asiatica, common sage, convolvulus pluricaulis, desmodium gangeticum, emblica officinalis, ginkgo biloba, heartleaf moonseed, huperzia serrata, intellect plant, licorice, lion's mane, maca, magnolia officinalis, melissa officinalis, moringa, turmeric, water hyssop, black pepper, boswellia serrata, and bacopa monnieri. While there is data on each of these individually, the challenge has always been understanding how they work in combination. This is why breakthroughs have been limited. Our goal isn't to claim a ready-made solution yet, but to apply a systems-based approach. By laying out the complete architecture, we can begin to truly understand what's happening and identify effective ways these compounds may work together. But today, we're going to focus on licorice, one of the 23 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve Alzheimer's disease. Our cytosol analysis reveals that over the past 168 years, licorice has been the subject of 6,204 research articles and 246 clinical trials, underscoring its significant scientific and clinical relevance. Now let's take a look at the composition of licorice. There are 22 key molecules found in licorice. While there are many compounds of interest, these are the most well-researched compounds and the ones most relevant to our study. In total, around 400 compounds have been isolated from licorice. Broadly, these can be categorized into three major groups: minerals, vitamins, and the major bioactive components that contribute to its therapeutic potential. Licorice contains 9 important minerals, which include calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, and selenium. In addition to these minerals, it also provides 4 vitamins: vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. Finally, licorice is particularly rich in major bioactive compounds such as glycyrrhizin, glycyrrhetinic acid, glabridin, lycocalcone C, quercetin, glycyglabrone, hippoglabridin B, glabrocumarin, and licoritigenin, each contributing to its diverse pharmacological and neuroprotective potential. And here you can see the chemical structures of the key active compounds found in licorice, including glycyrrhizin, glycyrrhetic acid, 18-beta-glycyrrhetinic acid, and glabridin, all of which play essential roles in supporting licorice's therapeutic potential. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we can now turn our attention to the key biological effects of licorice. Here we can observe the broad biological effects of licorice, which highlight its immense value as a medicinal plant. It demonstrates a wide range of activities, including antioxidant, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, skin protective, hepatoprotective, anti-cancer, anti-allergic, anti-diabetic, neuroprotective, and hypercholesterolemic effects. Together, these diverse actions show that licorice works systemically, supporting balance and health across multiple organ systems rather than targeting just a single symptom. Now, moving on to the health benefits of licorice. Licorice is valued for a wide range of health benefits that extend far beyond Alzheimer's disease. Research suggests it may help manage conditions such as diabetes, eczema, oxidative damage, obesity, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, lung diseases, hyperlipidemia, gastric ulcers, and arthritis. Altogether, this positions licorice as a versatile natural remedy with broad and diverse therapeutic potential. Let's take a closer look at what we've learned through our combination screening process. Specifically, we'll examine the findings related to licorice in this presentation. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Here we can see how licorice helps combat Alzheimer's disease through its anti-inflammatory activity. In Alzheimer's disease, HMGB1 interacts with TLR4, which activates the NF-kappa B pathway. This activation promotes the release of pro-inflammatory cytokines such as TNF-alpha, IL-6, and IL-1-beta, ultimately leading to neuroinflammation. Licorice directly interacts with HMGB1, blocking its binding to TLR4 and thereby preventing activation of the NF-kappa B pathway and the subsequent release of pro-inflammatory cytokines. By inhibiting HMGB1 activity, licorice helps reduce neuroinflammation, potentially slowing the progression of Alzheimer's disease and preserving cognitive function. Another important way licorice supports brain health in Alzheimer's disease involves its anti-Alzheimer's effect. CTL1, or choline transporter, like one in microglia, promotes the activation of M1 polarized microglia, which are pro-inflammatory and contribute significantly to neuroinflammation. These M1 microglia release inflammatory cytokines, further exacerbating neuroinflammation, a key driver in the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Lycocalcone E helps suppress CTL1 activity, preventing excessive M1 microglial activation. As a result, neuroinflammation is reduced, potentially slowing the progression of Alzheimer's disease and supporting overall brain health. Now, another important mechanism by which licorice helps manage Alzheimer's disease is through its anti-amyloid beta effect. Under conditions of cellular stress, a beta monomers begin to self-assemble into oligomers, which then aggregate further to form a beta protofibrils. These protofibrils ultimately contribute to amyloid plaque formation, one of the key hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. Lycocalcone A and B specifically inhibit the aggregation of A-beta oligomers into protofibrils, preventing their progression into amyloid plaques. By blocking this critical transition, lycocalcone A and B help reduce amyloid toxicity, protect neurons, and potentially slow the development and progression of Alzheimer's disease. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out ALZ-Solve is going to do. We're right here in the second phase of publication. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see, the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at licorice, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that licorice has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. This data shows how licorice can be just as effective as diclofenac sodium in reducing swelling, or edema. In the control group, which received sesame oil, swelling was the highest. Diclofenac sodium, a standard anti-inflammatory drug, reduced swelling by about 74%. Interestingly, licorice compounds like glyceratinic acid and aqueous licorice extract also showed strong anti-inflammatory effects, reducing swelling by around 59% to 67%. Even more impressive, when licorice was combined with diclofenac sodium, the results were slightly better than the drug alone, reducing swelling by over 76%. This suggests that licorice could be a valuable natural option for managing inflammation, either on its own or alongside conventional treatments. Here's another piece of data. So this table shows how licorice compares to famotidine in protecting against ulcers. Indomethacin, a drug known to cause ulcers, produced the largest ulceration area. Famotidine, a standard anti-ulcer drug, significantly reduced ulcer formation to just 4.6 square millimeters. Interestingly, licorice alone performed almost the same as famotidine, with ulceration reduced to 4.9 square millimeters. When famotidine and licorice were combined, the protection was even stronger, bringing ulceration down to only 2.0 square millimeters. This suggests that licorice has potent anti-ulcer activity on its own and can enhance the effects of conventional treatment. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a brain health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so that you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if licorice is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, according to clinical evidence, 3.5 grams per day of licorice containing glycyrrhetinic acid, taken for 2 months, has been shown to help reduce body fat mass. Now, when it comes to skin health, specifically atopic dermatitis, clinical evidence shows that a topical gel containing 2% glycyrrhetinic acid from licorice can be beneficial. This was demonstrated in a 2020 study by Murray and colleagues. Intravenous administration of 200 to 800 milligrams per day, glycyrrhizin from licorice has been shown to increase T helper cells. Clinical evidence suggests that for asthma, taking 250 to 300 milligrams of licorice extract 3 times a day, standardized to contain 20% glycyrrhizic acid, is effective. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While licorice offers many potential benefits, it's important to be aware of possible side effects, especially at higher doses. 3 of the main concerns are hypertension, edema, and hypokalemia. These effects are uncommon at typical amounts, but it's something to keep in mind. As always, this is not medical advice. Anyone considering licorice for therapeutic purposes should consult their healthcare provider. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if licorice is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Licorice helps restore balance in the body by reducing vata and pitta doshas, while at the same time supporting and stabilizing kapha dosha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where licorice may be right for you. So again, we have these 3 powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for Alzheimer's disease, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To bring everything together, licorice supports the management of Alzheimer's disease through several coordinated mechanisms. By inhibiting HMGB1 activity, it helps reduce neuroinflammation, which in turn may slow disease progression and preserve cognitive function. Leukocalcone E contributes further by promoting a shift toward the protective M2 microglial phenotype, thereby reducing inflammation, protecting neurons, and improving Alzheimer's disease symptoms. At the same time, leukocalcone A and B block the conversion of A-beta oligomers into A-beta protofibrils, decreasing amyloid toxicity, safeguarding neurons, and slowing the development of Alzheimer's disease. Currently, we are working with ALZ-Solve, a new spin-out that is now in the second phase of publication. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of licorice for Alzheimer's disease. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, Today's discussion was on licorice and its effects on Alzheimer's disease, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.